嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。您正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那上一周呢，我们的朋友圈被一把扫把刷屏了。
I was taken over by the brooms.
可以说 swept up.
Swept away by the brooms.
Swept away 被席卷。哎，那你自己有没有也试试看，能不能把扫把立起来？据说美国的 NASA 说了。是历史上还是一年只有这一天
Yeah, that's, I mean, everyone was taking time out of their busy days to see if they could make a broom stand upright.
但是呢后来我们发现啊其实 NASA 根本没有说过而且 any day, 任何一天扫把都可以这样立起来。
Right, so today we have two things to talk about.
对。
One, this piece of news, the craze that was sweeping the internet, but also a more...kind of down-to-earth, useful topic.
我们节目前半段会讲讲这件事儿，后半段呢，就像 Adam 说的，很 down-to-earth, 很接地气啊。我们就要说说扫把啦、拖把啦、抹布这些
useful,
super useful 的家庭清洁用具。好，那我们还是再来跟大家说一下扫把、扫帚的英文是
broom,
B-R-O-O-M.这个就是 room, 房间然后前面加一个 b。
b, broom.
哦、就 b, 一把扫帚扫房间。
There you go. Whatever makes you remember it.
中国学生就会有这种小方法。然后那这一把 broom 呢能让它站起来。所以在美国的互联网上这件事情被称之为 the standing broom trick。
Right, the standing broom trick. But earlier I used a phrase stand upright.So here's a whole scale of standing, if we can say that.
哎，我觉得这还蛮值得讲的，因为 standing 我们都知道就是让它立起来，人可以 stand, 然后扫把也可以。但你说的那个 standing upright, 就不注意听，你可能以为 Adam 说的是 stand up, 站起来。
Right.
Right. 用正确的方法站起来。
Stand up, right? Yeah, so of course, stand, if someone is standing, they're just...There, they're standing. Standing up is the action. That's what, you know, the teacher or your parents will tell you to stand up. Stand upright is back to that idea of how you are standing.
对，所以这里 upright 是一个词。
Mm-hmm.
Upright 的意思就是很直的，不歪，对不对？
Right, right. So when I think about the word upright, I think about two meanings. One is a piano.It's the piano that isn't the grand piano is very long and beautiful. An upright piano is very tall.
Oh, 你说的 grand piano 是三角钢琴，然后还有一种钢琴，我不弹钢琴，我不知道中文叫什么。
But it's the one that would be in like your apartment or your home.
对，搬家里面。
The other meaning for upright is we use it to describe a very good citizen or a very good person. He is an upright.Honest person.
就是一个很正直的人、
right.
是吧好那这次这个事情我觉得不太 upright 不太正直啊因为是一个假新闻
Well, who started it? I guess maybe that person wasn't so upright.
反正他是在美国开始的吧就是在那个推特上面然后就有一个 viral tweet 就席卷推特就说哦大家都试一下NASA 说了只有这一天然后地球引力是最小的然后你的这个扫帚自行它 on its own 就可以站起来不会倒。
Okay, so the reasoning here is the Earth's gravitational pull is at its weakest.
on that day.
On that one particular, one certain day.
哎，我觉得就是任何时候我们听到地球引力，然后 NASA 这种，好像就不会很相信，就不会去质疑它。
Right.
然后就这种就很容易骗到人啊。
Well, so Jenny and I were talking a bit before the show, and I was saying that this phrase, the Earth's gravitational pull, we always hear it in TV shows and movies as...the reason for something happening. Well, because of the Earth's gravitational pull on this one day, we can fly.
So Earth, 我们都知道是地球，这个 gravitational pull 就是引力，对吧？
Right.
Okay. 然后 gravity 不就也是引力吗？
Gravity is a much more general idea. One property of gravity is the gravitational pull.
Okay. 好，那这个 Standing broom 旋风呢也从美国就 sweep 等一下我们跟大家讲其实就是你用扫把扫地的意思啊但一个东西很红一股潮流我们也可以说它是什么 sweeping the internet
sure yeah in fact earlier I said swept away you said swept up we can use so many different prepositions here it swept across the internet it swept away
好总之呢它在中国也是形成了一股旋风啊那虽然最后大家发现它是一个假新闻但是就也还蛮神奇蛮有意思的一个事情
嗯，
对所以前面我说假新闻这个我们可以称它是 fake news
fake news
嗯，可以
everything is fake news these days
嗯，但我觉得另外有一个词可能更贴切一点叫做
hoax
H-O-A-X
yeah it was a hoax
啊，对就是它同时又是假新闻然后又是一个 hoax、
mm-hmm.
那 hoax 和假新闻有什么区别呢、
well again this idea of fake news is a very new thing a hoax has been around forever it's like a trick
trick 就是一个把戏或者一个骗局是吗
right so the idea there is that someone wants to trick you with fake news it might just be becauseThere are bad reporters.
对对对，所以假新闻更多的就是说到报道啊新闻，然后 hoax 它用就更广泛，然后就像 Adam 说的，可能那个本意就是要，让人家上当，然后通常是一件什么事情让你去干的。
Right, right.
对吧？好，但是很多人都相信嘛，都信以为真。哎，像你相信这种 hoax， 你可以说 I was hoaxed， 对吗？
You can, but we usually use the phrase.To fall for a hoax.
Oh, so 上当受骗我们就可以说 fall for 那个骗局
Something, right? So, yeah, I fell for it again. Of course, I'm sure some of you ladies are thinking, well, isn't fall for something we use when we're talking about love? I fell for him. I fell for her. That is also true.
但爱情有的时候也是一个骗局。
Well, we're not saying that. We're just saying that we use the same words.
Okay, 好。那除了 to fall for a hoax, 那我们还可以说，诶 cheated。
Mm-hmm.
骗不是最广用的就是 cheat 嘛。
Yep, cheated.
I was cheated.
But again, that makes me think that there was somebody there who was trying to take my money. I don't think this Twitter user was trying to take anyone's money.
但可能他有什么广流量广告费什么
Yeah, sure.
但是另外我觉得有一个词啊前面我们不是说 the standing broom trick、
mm-hmm.
这个小把戏对不对、
mm.
可以把 trick 做动词用啊你可以说 Oh, I was tricked.
I was tricked. Yeah, I was tricked. Halloween every year, trick or treat.
对对对
This is the idea of trick that we're using here. ButIt's kind of funny because this word trick, now that we know the whole story, actually has two meanings.
嗯，还有一个什么意思？
The other one is kind of more like a tip.
哦，一个窍门是吧？
Right, like, hey, here's a kitchen trick that will help you make better potatoes.
Okay, 所以它可以是好，然后也可以是不好。
Right.
嗯，好，那看完了这个 the standing broom trick 呢，我们现在就来接地气，讲讲很实用 super useful 的家里清洁用具的英文说法。
I will tell you guys just how useful it is. I actually bought a broom the other day.
你是想弄这个 trick 吗
？No, I had not heard about this. I've been trying to stay off Twitter for.Just to sleep better.
所以真是缘分哎，就是命中注定这个拖把就属于你的。
I'm gonna get a broom. I don't know why.
Oh, sorry, 说错扫把啊，扫把。嗯，好，那扫把是 broom 已经讲过了。
Mm-hmm.
但是我现在看超市卖的一些，它也不是一个扫把，它就是下面有一张纸，那个无纺布，你可以换的那种东西叫 sweeper。
Right. Yeah, well, that is the I think that's the brand name.But like you guys probably know by now, so many brand names over time often become the word that we use in English.
对，因为我觉得有个区别是 broom 下面是会有一点那个毛啊，或者刷小 brush，对吧？但这个 sweeper 就是下面是平的，
right?
你可以里面蘸水，然后抹底。
It almost looks more like a mop. or works more like a mop.
对对对，好，那 mop 这个是我好像小学就学过吧，就是老师要叫我们要那个五讲四美，然后打扫教室要 mop.
Yeah, mop the floor.
拖把啊。所以 mop 也可以当作动词。
Yes, you absolutely can. You can buy a mop, you can own a mop, you can borrow a mop, and then you can use that mop to mop the floor.
那个 broom, 扫帚呢？
You can have a broom, you can buy a broom, but you cannot broom the floor.
那扫地我们要说
sweep the floor.
Okay, 就是 sweeper 的那个 sweep,
right.
对吧？好，下一个，这个我觉得很多英语特别好，特别高级，什么考过 GMAT 的朋友都不一定知道，抹布。
Okay.
英语怎么说？因为太不起眼了，而且那么脏。
Right, right, right. So this is a rag.
R-A-G.
R-A-G.
Rag 的意思就是你查字典，它可能会告诉你是一个破布。
Right, right, right. Well, because it's probably from your clothes.
不要的内衣当抹布。
Yeah, so a rag is just that sort of, that piece of cloth that you use to clean almost anything.
嗯，你是这样吗？你的以前的内衣都变 rag 了。
Of course, yeah.
什么叫 of course? 可以专门买抹布啊。
Yeah, of course, yeah, you can buy them, but why would you buy them when you have old clothes that you can turn into rags?
因为买的那个吸灰的能力更强。
Just you don't want to 不要浪费好吗？
不要浪费，好好好，变废为宝。那之后我们再说一个，我刚刚说到灰啊，那家里如果有很多的 dust， 我们就要用一个东西去掸。
Okay, so we can buy a duster.
哦，所以这个它名词 dust 是灰，然后掸的东西就叫 duster。
That's right. Oh, and dust also means the action of using a duster. So you need to dust the shelves or dust the whatever.
Okay, 也是动词。哎，那抹布呢？我要用抹布擦擦桌子什么的。
You'd probably just use the rag or wipe something.
Wipe, 擦拭啊。好，我觉得主要的一些清洁用具啊，这些 cleaning tools 都说了。还有一个很重要，吸尘器。
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner.
这个是稍微能帮你省点力，因为是电动的。
Right, 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 right. Now, you can say vacuum cleaner, that is...Totally okay, but you can also just say vacuum.
它不是也是一个动词吗？
Also is a verb, that's right. So you use the vacuum to vacuum.
好，所以记这些单词还挺简单，而且效率很高。就是你记一个名词 ,most of the time, 它们也是动词。
Right, just not broom. You don't broom the floor. We don't broom anything.
Yeah, you use a broom.
Use a broom.
To sweep the floor. 好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。上周你有没有 take part in the standing broom trick 呢？
Did you get cheated?
Yeah.
Conned?
Did you get tricked?
Did you fall for the hoax?
大家都可以在留言里面告诉我们。好，这一集的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见。
All right, bye guys. Happy sweeping.